USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hailed the $1.9 trillion bill that passed Wednesday with very little money for actual coronavirus relief as the most progressive bill in American history. The bill is expected to be signed Friday, with checks going out by the end of the month. The Senate has confirmed Marcia Fudge as the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, placing the longtime Ohio lawmaker in charge of the agency. Fudge, who represented parts of Cleveland and Akron in the House since 2008, is a former mayor and a longtime advocate for assistance for the needy. A bill that would grant legal immunity for drivers who hit violent roadblocking protesters while fleeing from them has passed the House in Oklahoma. House Bill 1674 has passed 79-18 on Tuesday and proposes measures to crack down on violent protesters who block roads or highways to paralyze traffic. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More reaction on yesterday's partisan coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden confirms he'll sign the coronavirus relief bill on Friday. He tweeted, "Help is here," moments after the House passed the nearly $2 trillion plan. The majority of Americans will be receiving a check for $1,400, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reminds us.
You're really happy about getting a $1,400 check. You know, again, imagine that, right? Giving free money to people is popular. I get that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's costing you $5,700, give or take. And if you're not paying for it, your kids are. Look, if this is really as popular as the Democrats say it is, we're in a lot of trouble as a country. It means that we have fully given in to this notion that we should be bribed by our government for false promises.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
Lawmakers have spent $5 trillion on relief in the last year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As illegal immigration is creating a humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers are furious that the Biden administration is turning a blind eye to the crisis. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
The illegal immigrant population fell to 10,350,000 in 2019 under the Trump administration, a decline of 12% since 2010. President Biden has now reversed those policies that worked. 14 Major League Baseball spring training games today. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, and two late games starting at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.